Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Association of Conservation Districts is celebrating its 70th annual convention this Sunday through Tuesday, meeting in Bowling Green. Director of the State Conservation Service, Kim Richardson, says there's a lot on the table.
Of course, we'll have some updates about the Farm Bill, and as we know, that got stalled and everybody's in limbo waiting to hear information on that. We also have a lot going on with our technical support, which is through the Natural Resources Conservation Service. But our convention is kind of focusing on what kind of technical support is out there.
Local soil conservation district leaders will be getting the latest on conditions and issues from across the state.
We're having some nutrient management training opportunities. Dr. Steve Higgins from the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture will be talking about that. Also, a problem plaguing our western part of the state, the Asian carp. We're going to have a session on that from the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife. And another hot topic in the state right now is talking about native pollinators. So we'll have Casey Schrader from Natural Resources Conservation Service.
You may recall from our pollinator program this Tuesday, estimates are in the last 10 years, native pollinator numbers are down 30-60%. We'll be right back.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising the food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our people.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The formal program of the Conservation District Convention starts Monday, but a special tour has been lined up for Sunday, checking conservation projects on farms in Warren and Logan counties.
So that gives not only our supervisors and agency people the chance to see on the farm conservation, but it may also give some of the eastern Kentucky folks a good idea of what kind of farming goes in on the western end of our state.
And getting conservation projects on the ground, says Richardson, is what it's all about.
Everything that I feel like I do within the Kentucky Division of Conservation is for conservation districts and putting conservation on the ground. As long as we all maintain that one goal of putting conservation on the ground, we can only move forward.
The 70th Convention of Kentucky Association of Conservation Districts this Sunday through Tuesday in Bowling Green. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.